I want to do this weekly. Like I that made my week, you know. So, you know, it may not be the gig that they moved here, you know, to Nashville for, but then it's also so rewarding to them that it's a great source of extra income.
Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, and you found the Serving Senior podcast. Now, this is the podcast where we highlight those businesses and those professionals that help seniors not just get by, not just survive, but thrive and have those great golden years in retirement like we all want. And today is no exception. We have an awesome, awesome guest for you. We have Miss Natalie Thomas. Now, she's the Director of Development and Community Engagement for Music for Seniors. So what Natalie's going to do is she's going to spend the next 30 minutes singing to us. Right, Natalie?
Oh, I will. You know, I'm a singer, right?
All right. Let's hear it.
I really am. Yeah.
Get started.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Matt. This is awesome. And we are excited to, I'm excited to talk about what we do today.
That's awesome. Well, we'll save the singing for the end. Can't wait.
Okay. I would love to sing for you later on.
I cannot wait to hear it, but I am really excited to hear about what you guys do. But also, most importantly, it's a very unique proposition that you guys have and how you serve seniors. So maybe take us back to the beginning, like where you're from, what you've done in the past, and how did you find a heart for serving seniors?
Yes. So nonprofit sector has been in my life for 9 years. I have worked with another nonprofit where we did yoga for different communities that were underserved or prisons. And then through a mutual friend, found out about Music for Seniors. She knew the interim executive director that I work with now, Rob Jack. And I just fell in love with the music mission. I'm a musician myself, and I also have, you know, aging parent. And I lost my uncle last year to dementia. And that really helped me. It was actually my first day on the job at Music for Seniors. And I was like, you know, this is unbelievable, but at the same time, this is so amazing that now I'm still working with dementia, you know, in a different way with music and bringing them life. So that's really how I got started. I jumped from one nonprofit to the next because I believed in it so much. And every day has been seriously rewarding in so many ways. And every day is different. Every day our programming is different. Every day we reach people that are different. And, you know, it's every day is just a dream. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Well, I know we connected through networking organizations, and you're up early in the morning, you're out meeting people, and you've got that smile on. So it seems like you're real passionate about it and motivated from it. Maybe share with us exactly the mission, how it works, and some examples of people that you guys have helped over the years.
Totally. You know, the mission's really great because it's about connection. And it's about connecting area musicians. Of course, we live in Middle Tennessee, so there's not a shortage of musicians at all. But we connect area musicians with older adults through live and interactive music programming. And our programming is always engaging, entertaining, educating, promoting health, well-being, reducing isolation, which you see a lot of the aging community have, especially during the pandemic, and we're getting them out and about to concerts again. But we just want to enrich the lives of everybody. So that is our mission. And we work with three different types of outreach. So we do free big daytime concerts, once in Nashville each month and once in Knoxville each month. And that's where we can get 250 people to hear a big band at Cheekwood, or the next month it could be the holiday concert at the Frist. That's one part of our outreach. Then there's the everyday outreach where we're at assisted livings, memory care, Parkinson's groups, like you name it, communities that would love us to come to them to perform with our area musicians that bring them a good show to them. And then third, we teach musicians, we teach people how to play instruments with musicians. So those are our learning labs, and those are around town at libraries, community centers, you know, different day groups in Middle Tennessee, and we serve 11 counties. So some of this programming, some is in Davidson County, but we're also, you know, we're getting a reach, and then we're also in East Tennessee. But with those learning labs, you can learn harmonica, you can learn ukulele, you could learn percussion. And the we could get 15 people, and it's every, we could get 15 to 25 people, but it's every week for 6 weeks, an hour and a half session. And then by the end of the 6 weeks, you know how to play the ukulele, or you know how to play the harmonica, and you could perform. Most of the time we do a performance, or they do, at the end of the 6 week session, and they're ready to go. And then they could come back and do an intermediate group. And then one of the bands, or one of the groups that we're in Rutherford County right now, wants to start their own band, with their ukuleles. So you never know. But those are our three big types of outreach. Yeah.
That's really awesome. That is so cool. Maybe share with the audience what would be, if anyone's listening to this, they're probably in the senior world, or maybe their parents are in the senior world. So two things, maybe share what would be, if someone's listening, maybe for their parents, for example, how would they get connected for you, and how would they know if it's a good program? And then two, if they're a business professional for working with seniors, what would be a good, you know, referral source for you? Who should
Oh, sure. Yeah. So thinking of, you know, if you're a senior and you can, you have your own transportation, on our website, we show a list of all of our concerts coming up and places that you can find learning labs if you would like to learn an instrument. Also, caregivers can go on there and see the shows that they can take them to, or they can see where the learning labs are at. If you are a community director, like an activities director at an assisted living, you can go on our website and fill out the community partner section, and then you'll be, you know, with our program director, and you can talk about what kind of programs that you would like. So I would say our website is the best guide, because you can pick, you know, what you want to see, where we're at. You can also ask questions if you'd like. And that's www.musicforseniors.org. And then we also have an office line that you can contact us at, and that's 615-330-1937. And that will be me or Matt or Rob picking up the phone to talk to you about that too. Good referrals, you know, Matt, as we go through this ever-changing, Nashville's getting bigger and bigger. Our biggest challenge is in-kind venues where we can have a big show that are affordable or at no cost to us. That's been our biggest, you know, a lot of the medium-sized venues have closed, but the bigger ones are getting bigger, and the smaller ones just aren't big enough for us to bring 250 people to. And our concerts range from, you know, 100 to over 300 sometimes. So I would say a great, you know, reference or recommendation for us would be venues that are in kind, or would like to help us out with that. Also, musician partners. We are constantly, we have a program demand that we reached over 45,000 Tennesseans last year.
Awesome.
I know, right? Awesome. It's amazing. It's our biggest year yet. So with reaching 45,000 Tennesseans, we always need more musicians. Some of our musicians are retired. They don't want to travel on the road anymore. Most of them are professionals. Some are semi-professional, but they just want to make some extra money. And what is really rare about what we do is we pay our musicians. We pay them well for an hour show, or we pay them well when they do one of our concerts, because we want to, you know, really keep the musicians here, not to where they move away somewhere else, but we want to keep them active. And also, they love to connect with our, you know, aging adults. So musician partners, in-kind venues, any kind of sponsors, corporate sponsors are really big. We've been blessed this year to have some, and we're looking for, you know, more corporate sponsors, or legacy donations, like gifts and, you know, to us in legacy tributes. They want to tribute to someone that's passed on. And that leads to scholarships for learning labs or another big concert in their honor. But I think those are probably the biggest things that we are always looking for.
Gotcha. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's great. Sounds like it's a, you know, it's for seniors that are in really good health that can drive, all the way to seniors that are in a facility, but maybe they can still use their hands and can still learn, right? So there's a wide array of options for people.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, we just had a concert last week in Brentwood, over 250 people, at Martin Center, 50 Forward Center. And, you know, they bring buses, they bring vans, their caregivers drive them in their own cars, their daughter or son brings them, or they drive themselves. My mom's 85 and she volunteers for us and helps people get seated. So you've got the, you know, the whole different realm of the aging process. And yeah, well, you can get there in so many different ways. We just want you there.
That is so cool. That is great. So it's venues, seniors, as well as musicians that would like to serve, but also get paid as well, because you pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've got, you know, 20-year-olds that are musician partners for us that just want extra money. And then they go to like a memory care facility or community at, you know, for their first time. And they're like, I want to do this weekly. Like I, that made my week, you know, so, you know, it may not be the gig that they moved here, you know, to Nashville for, but then it's also so rewarding to them that it's a great source of extra income.
Got it. Yeah, that's that is awesome. And then maybe share, do you have some examples of some seniors where they were, you know, things weren't going great and they get into music and things really turn around for them? Just kind of some examples of people that you've worked with, or just some examples of kind of the game plan of what it could do to their memory and cognitive ability, things like that.
Oh, like when we do programming, what it does. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So Matt Bridges is our program director, and he's been with Music for Seniors, you know, for the longest. And we're a team of three. We just have over 100 musician partners that help us do the work.
Got it.
But Matt's great. He's got a ton of stories because he's literally in outreach every day, like out in the communities. And me, community engagement, I'm more at bigger public events like concerts and things like that. But we see, like, I mean, I can tell you a ton of stories. I think doing a community partner survey that I did the end of the year, it really blew my mind to hear from activity directors and people that run communities like Alzheimer's wings or, you know, places where people don't have any family members to come visit them, but they're in this, you know, home. But one of the best that sticks out is there is a, I think it's Sumner County. I don't know, but a community had a lady that could not talk and hasn't talked for probably 2 years. And one of our musicians was performing a live show at their assisted living, in the memory care wing, by the way.
Okay.
And she had advanced Alzheimer's, hasn't been able to talk in 2 years. And then in the middle of this person's show, starts singing out of nowhere and knew every word to one or two of his songs back to back. I just got chills again. And they were like, you know, one of the last things to go I've learned through this job is the memory part of your brain with music. Like you may not be able to verbalize talking or remember certain people or certain words, but there's something in the back of the brain that music is the last thing to go. And I do remember that with my mom and my uncle, her brother that passed away from dementia last year. One of the last things that my mom got to do with him was sing hymns on his back porch. And he remembered Amazing Grace, and he remembered all the hymns they grew up singing. So that's pretty powerful. Music is definitely a healer in so many different ways. But that story about that lady not talking for 2 years and then just singing two songs with all the words like it was nothing, that's probably one of my favorites recently.
Man, that's awesome. That's what it's all about, right?
It is. It is. And, you know, connection, like I said, that's what we do is, you know, connecting the power of music with people that may not have the opportunity to have it as much as you and I, or someone that can go wherever they want and see music. You know, it's the people that may feel isolated or the people that thought they were forgotten, but bringing music or having them get to music, it's a pretty great connection.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah, that's fantastic. So I guess maybe what's the, since we're early in 2024, what's the vision for the organization this year? You said 45,000 last year.
I know. I was like, we got to get at least 45,001.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, we really, our outreach has grown to more programs than ever last month that we've ever done. Like, I think it was 142 programs in the metro or Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee.
Right.
So we definitely, you know, want to hopefully not Matt Matt will probably be like, I don't need any more programs without help. But I think staffing will be good. Maybe get some staffing as we grow more programs. But our vision is really expanding our East Tennessee. I've spent a lot of time up there in the last year. And, you know, Nashville's really blessed with having so many venues and musicians, and it's just sort of our thing. And East Tennessee has great musicians as well, but it's definitely different and not as abundant in shows. So I get emails every day from people in Knoxville going, hey, Natalie, like, we need you up here. We haven't seen you since December. Like, we look forward to this every week. So I think expanding East Tennessee, and not just even the Knoxville area, but looking, we want to do a show in Johnson City this year. We want to get in Blount County. We want to get in a couple other counties around Knox to where we've got a bigger East Tennessee presence. And then biggest picture is hopefully in 5 to 10 years, we'll be in every county in Tennessee. We've got 11 around Middle Tennessee that we work in. We've got 2 to 3 over in East Tennessee, but it would be really nice to have that in the middle and expand all the way to Memphis. But that's the biggest picture. But I think this year, really expanding our outreach in East Tennessee, and even in Rutherford and Williamson and Montgomery County, Sumner County, in those areas.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, anyone listening in those areas, please, please reach out to Natalie. She'd love to
explain. Yes, if you know of venues in any of those counties, that would be so great, because we definitely have a need. We would just love a venue to mm-hmm. hold these concerts.
Yeah.
And outreach. If you know of people in any community that need some programming, let us know.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, I got two more questions for you.
Sure.
Number one is any, maybe it's somebody that doesn't need your services immediately, or maybe it's someone that you're they're going to have a concert later on, but they have some questions about cognitive abilities and things for seniors. Is there any resources that you recommend people check out, or places you send people sometimes?
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, with this job, and my executive director, Rob Jack, is great on reading up on research and reading up on, he's got a lot of contacts, especially in the health sphere. Okay. And a lot of research. We actually hopefully will still be partnering with East Tennessee State in a bigger way this year with some research. But our LinkedIn, I don't know if a lot of people that are listening are on LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is a great source for things like that. I would get like Music for Seniors on LinkedIn. If you're on LinkedIn, okay. You can also email us at the website, and we'll be happy to, you know, send you links that we know, or, you know, anything that anybody that we've met as a community partner that can help sure. you. We're working with the Alzheimer's Association, especially in Rutherford County. We've got resources that we can help you find the info. So, awesome. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And then my other question is I know one of your superpowers has to be having a caring heart, would be a superpower of yours. But what are some of your other superpowers that allows you to do so well at what you do?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. I love to have fun. So our concerts are fun.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
A
I mean,
great superpower. More people need that. Fun's a great
superpower. Yes. Fun is a great superpower. Yeah, fun and laughter, definitely. I think talking to people and really finding out where they're at, not assuming anything about people, has been really big in this role, because, you know, we all have a lot of things that maybe you don't see. And aging, you probably see up front, but not assuming that, you know, they're not doing anything because they're old. I've seen some people that have more energy than I do, and a 20-year-old, come to these concerts. So I think being open-minded is another superpower. And I think that's gotten actually a lot better with this job.
Wow. Not judging a book by its cover, huh?
No. I told you my mom's 85 and she's like dancing at all the shows. And there are other people that join her. I mean, they are probably even maybe 90. Who knows?
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
But cool. I think another superpower that has gotten better with this job too is connecting. Whether it's, you know, meeting you, whether it's, you know, helping other people get to what they need, it just makes the world a little smaller, and it makes it that we all are, we may be a nonprofit, but we're all, no matter what we're doing, trying to do something better for where we live and the people that are in our neck of the woods. So I think connecting is another big superpower that I'm not afraid to talk to strangers.
That's great. That is great. Well, now that you're an adult, it's safe. It's okay.
Right. I can. Yeah. Now that I turned, 18, I'm ready to go.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's great. Well, I've been super impressed with what you're doing and how you do it. So keep up the great work.
Absolutely.
You're doing great things for the senior community. Now, I do need to get a couple of those musical notes before we
sign. Oh, yeah. And I was going to tell you. So, okay, we talked about the three kinds of outreach. Yeah. But one of the things that we do on the side, of course, is fundraising. And we like to call it friend-raising because we like new friends and old friends. But Crystal Gale performed at our big friend-raiser last week. Awesome. Yeah. And she was so wonderful. She's still gorgeous and talented. And her band and her husband, they were great. And we had about 105 people of our friends come. So I will, since in honor of Crystal Gale, I'll do a little bit of Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I hope I can still remember all the words. I think I do. Don't know when I've been so blue. I don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue.
That is awesome. That's the first.
I'm sure there's more verses, but I did remember that part.
Never had a musical note, I think, on this podcast. So you're definitely first. That was amazing. Well, thank you for sharing. And that really exhibits the fun and what you're trying to do for seniors. So keep up the great work. We really do appreciate you and your heart of service and taking such good care of people.
Well, thank you, Matt. And I mean, I've told you this each time we meet, but we appreciate what you do in the community too. And everybody I've talked to that knows you is just like, Matt's a great guy. So thanks for having me on here, and you keep up the good work too. And again, if anybody has any questions, please reach out to musicforseniors.org or find us socials, reach out. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Just let us know if you need anything.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, thanks again, Natalie. And thank you for watching the Serving Senior podcast here, sponsored by OneTrust Home Loans, your senior lending and reverse mortgage experts. If we can do anything to help you, please reach out to us and reach out to Natalie. And thanks again. We'll see you on the next episode. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now. Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, home of Retirement Mortgage Solutions. And we really do appreciate you checking out the Serving Seniors podcast today. Now, please go to the description down in the body of the podcast where you can subscribe to get future shows. Please click that notification button so you get notified when other shows drop. And also, if you can go to servingseniorspodcast.com, and we'd love to hear a comment about our show. We have a heart to serve seniors, and we have a heart to make sure seniors don't just survive retirement, don't just get by in retirement. We want to show seniors how to thrive in retirement. So if you know of anyone that's 55 and older that could use some extra cash flow, maybe the retirement's not going the way that they like, our retirement mortgage solutions are designed for folks, depending on the state, they're either 55 or 62 and older, to make sure that they have that kind of retirement that they want. As long as they own a home and they're in a good equity position, there could be some solutions that they may not have thought about, or maybe they thought of and they just didn't know how they work. That's what we do. So anyone in that age group that could use some mortgage advice, my team and I would love to be able to help them. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you on the next show. Have a great day.